and a bunch of jar honey. One of these big mustard jar full. I said, thanks, my wife was giving me my honey. And when I come in the dining room, then she was in the kitchen. I said, baby, I said, give me a jar of honey. I said, and I'm going to eat a spoonful if it kill me. I took a tablespoonful and put it in the sauce and I ate it. And it never hurt me one bit. And I went back down and told him, and I didn't know he was a veterinarian. And I told him about it. He said, now listen, Jeff, that's the same bees in Dublin there is in Magnus County. He said, but there's a certain blossom that grows in this county. It's not in Dublin. He said, if it did, this not do you the same thing. He said, now if you miss and eat enough of that honey, it'll kill you wherever I did. Mm-hmm. And 1,000 people can eat one of them. So I don't bother with no honey. I don't know where it comes from. No, sir. And that tablespoonful filled me jam up. I couldn't eat no more if I wanted to. I know. I said, y'all can have your honey. I ain't no fool with you.
You ever take cornmeal and boil it in salt and water and make a kind of cereal out of that?
No, sir.
You ever hear of
anybody
making that?
No, sir. I never heard of that, but I've heard of the old people cooking cornbread in ashes. Now, how they do it, I don't know. Mm. Yeah, the old time people had all kind of way to do things.
What about the kind of stuff they make out of corn? Where they take the kernels and they do it in ashes or in lye somehow and make it puff up?
Well, I wouldn't know what they call that. No. Now, this popcorn, I don't know how they make popcorn. What? That yeah. makes it.
Yeah. Now, this wouldn't be popped, but the kernels would swell up, be about that big.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to call that. Mm-hmm.
What do you call just a general word for things like carrots and corn and peas and beets?
So what would I call it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd call it a soup if you're going to cook it and mix it all together. Corn and beans, peas mixed together, just call it a soup. Now beef, when you cook that day like that, sometimes they call it stew beef, or some people call it a hash, beef hash.
If you're growing, if you got a small plot where you grow, maybe you got one row of corn and one row of beans
or peas.
What would you call that?
Well, I wouldn't have any particular name for that, only I'd just say it's a mixed crop, all planted together. Yeah, a mixed crop.
You put food in your mouth and you start to what?
Chew it.
Chew it?
Yeah.
And if you had a sore throat so that your throat swelled up, you say, well, I couldn't eat that. I could chew it, but I couldn't...
Swallow it.
Couldn't swallow it?
Couldn't swallow it. Well, I'll tell you why. Because now the first time I had a piece of terrapin, my nephew, he got the terrapin. My wife was in the kitchen. And he was butchering it. My wife said to him, I said, Matthew, what you going to do with that? She said, I'm going to cook it, Aunt Susie. She said, well, I'll cook it for you. Sure enough, my brother-in-law Sam was to his house, and Brother Sandy, he was there. So when she got it cooked, Sandy took some in the sauce and came with Brother Sandy and I was in the living room sitting down and he eating it. It smelled good and it looked good. I said, Bob, let me taste that. You don't want it. I talk on it. So I just want to taste it. He said, you don't want nothing. I didn't say nothing. So he got down to the last piece. I said, I wouldn't knock a hog over a person out to let him taste the thing. He said, here. And he handed me the piece and I put it in my mouth. It tasted all right and I chew. But I got to the place where I wanted to swallow and I couldn't swallow. I said, uh-uh. I said, this stuff I ain't never eat. I said, this thing swallowed up in my mouth. So they laughed. I took it out. So, I never had no more time, and so we call him Jack for nickname. I went down on the boat. He was on the Georgia. My boat was tied to the doctor. I said, Jack, what's that you cooking? Oh, man, I'm going to have many tarpons too. I said, well, Jack, I want to taste that thing. I said, when it get done, all right, it'll be ready directly. So I walked down in the boat and laid down on the lock, and by the time I laid down, they good. He said, cousin is ready. I said, well, dog, I said, you could...